It was the largest clinical trial for the treatment of PTSD in history. 370 active duty military members at Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas, tried out what's called prolonged exposure therapy, the gold standard for treatment in the civilian world. Dr. Alan Peterson, one of the lead investigators in the study, says prolonged exposure therapy works by uncovering buried memories and helping patients understand them differently.
So it's really exposure to the memory that oftentimes is pushed down and people don't want to think about, don't want to talk about, but it's really what's driving the symptoms. So it's a way to kind of bring that up again, really work through those details.
Prolonged exposure therapy is normally spread out over 10 weeks, but that longer time frame poses a challenge for service members who face demanding training and deployment schedules. So the Fort Hood study compressed that same course of therapy into just 2 weeks. Peterson says he had hesitations about moving so fast.
So we were a little bit concerned that it might be too overwhelming to go into that day after day. And basically what we found is that because you're having a chance to meet with your therapist every single day, there's actually a lot of support that goes with it.
About 50% of service members no longer met the criteria for PTSD after finishing the shorter-term treatment. The study's findings will be used throughout the Defense Department to improve treatment of PTSD. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.